Heavenly Father, we give you thanks for this day and for the start of your story amongst us. And we pray that we would encounter something of the good news of that story this morning. In Jesus' name, amen. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Thanks. It's Christmas. And in the McBay household, that's me and my husband, it's been particularly special this year. Now, my parents are here, and that's not actually the reason why it's, I was going to say, but it's special that my parents are here. But it's particularly special this year, and also last year, because there have been some new Star Wars movies, right? And I feel like that deserves a kind of a moment of its own. They've been really good as well, which has helped, I think. But these stories so Rogue One was out a couple of weeks ago, The Force Awakens was out this time last year, and they're not just good in their own right, they're good as Star Wars movies. And Star Wars movies themselves are so good because of the fundamental conflict that we see in them, right? We see this good versus evil. We see the kind of the Death Star and the evil empire that is kind of this dominating force throughout the intergalactic space, and there's this ragtag bag of kind of good guys. We've got a princess, we've got an orphan that's grown up with his aunt and uncle, we've got this smuggler, Han Solo, and they kind of, and then Chewbacca. You know, they all kind of get together, and these good guys rise up and defeat the Empire. Good versus evil. They weren't in the more recent movies, but that same theme continues through them. So it doesn't matter who you are, whatever your background, wherever you're from, you can watch those and you can identify with the kind of the struggle and the plight of the good guys. Even when it seemed like there was no chance, where it defied all the odds, they come back and they win out. You may or may not have seen Rogue One yet, but it's no spoiler that it's sort of set at a similar time, and it is relatively faithful to that fundamental kind of theme that we see running through Star Wars stories. Now, even if you don't like Star Wars movies, and I know there are some of you out there, so it's okay, you can think of a different movie that still has that same theme. That kind of conflict that we see in those films, it's full of hope. It's full of hope that no matter how things seem, something will happen from somewhere, and the force will awaken in somebody, and something will change. However destructive and powerful the Death Star seems, something will happen to bring it down, however unlikely its weakness is. Good will prevail. Evil will fall. Good will rise. Hope will come. And the gospel story today is the beginning of our story of hope from humble beginnings. We know so well about how Joseph and his heavily pregnant fiancée Mary headed to Bethlehem for a census, finding the city packed and had to house their baby in a feeding trough amongst the animals. Now, that's quite a far cry from Texas Children's Hospital. Mary gave birth in a place where a bottle of Febreze might have been handy, let alone an epidural. But that's where our story starts, and that's the story that our shepherds heard from an angel. Shepherds who lived on the rough terrain of the Judean wilderness, protecting their sheep, they have this extraordinary encounter. Shepherds were a fairly typical profession, if a little bit unfavorable, in the ancient Middle East. But this was not your typical turn of events. They might have been quite surprised to find that they were included in the spreading of this good news. Shepherds were not known for their religious observance. Attending religious high days and holidays is quite difficult when you've got flocks to attend to out in the wilderness. They weren't, as far as we know, deep in a philosophical conversation when the angel appeared. They weren't following a star like the Magi. They weren't seeking something. They were watching their flocks, or in some versions of events, they were washing their socks. And an angel appeared. God meets them by means of a messenger angel and tells them this news of his son's human birth in Bethlehem. Come and see what's happening. Come and meet your future savior. And they go after getting over the inevitable shock at seeing an angel and then a whole host of angels, which quite literally reads an army of angels. Extraordinary meets the ordinary. Our story is a story of humble beginnings, even embarrassing and socially shocking beginnings. An unwed mother. The good news of the one holy God made man is shared with Middle Eastern sheep farmers who live out on the hillside with a less than holy reputation. But in contrast to the movies, which tell a story of humble beginnings that inevitably kind of build and conclude with some kind of ascent to greatness, our story is one of greatness becoming humble and humble becoming humiliated. For the point is not really how normal and ordinary Mary, Joseph, or the shepherds were, nor the lowly nature of Jesus' kingship, although all are true and worthy of reflection. It's that the only one who had it all gave it all up and joined us in our everyday, ordinary, lowlier-than-thou existence. The God of all glory, who has never been held down by evil, who has never had sin chaining his heart and leading him astray, the one of all holiness, goodness, purity, and love, chose to take on our humanity in order to bear evil and sin for us. Greatness becomes lowly. The angels, when they appeared in their glory, didn't tell the shepherds that they would become heroes, or that their humble beginnings didn't matter, they could still become successful. The angels didn't start by telling the shepherds of all their failures in living God's ways, not to mention their lack of religious observance. The angels came to declare that the only successful one has come to meet them in the lowly. A savior is being born, one who will redeem you. One we know that would not only take the unparalleled step, that step down from the glory of divinity to the chains of humanity, but would go even further by taking our chains too. The shepherds weren't out looking for Jesus like the Magi. God came to them by way of an angel and lingered long enough for them to see past their fear and take front row seats on offer to them of the greatest story of all time. But unlike moviegoers headed out to see Rogue One, or whichever alternative movie that you'd prefer to see, God invites us to be part of his story, to lay low our crowns at the foot of the manger and see that God's work begins in the midst of reality, the ordinary, whether a hillside or the inner city, whether we're stressed, depressed, full of glad tidings, or tired of our failings, to discover the hope that is on offer for us in a world we can't control and don't understand. To see our lives don't have to be as they are, not because they ascend to some immeasurable greatness, but because the immeasurably great one has descended to us and meets us in a manger. Merry Christmas.